Hi. So I'm going to take a quick poll. I have two stories. One has to do with a fake foot, and one has to do with poop. So, okay. Both? I can. Okay, we could do that too. Tonight I'm here with the Ullman Cancer Fund for Young Adults back there, which is a place that I work, and we support young adults with cancer and in the area, which is super awesome. And this summer I did the 4K for Cancer bike ride, which was a 4,000-mile bike ride from Baltimore to San Francisco, California. if anyone wants to do it, you definitely should. It was incredible. So this group of 20, it kind of fluctuated, but 20 riders really became my family. So I'm going to tell, and they're very, very, very freaky. So I might be the freakiest one of them all. So I'm going to tell a story about something that happened on this 4K for Cancer bike ride this summer. There was a lot of days when we'd be riding for hours on like really boring roads and with cornfields and like Idaho and Kansas and Missouri and places that really there's not too much going on. No offense to those states, but not the most interesting of all time. And there was one day that we were in Nebraska and we were riding for a really long time. It was super hot. People were really getting kind of antsy to get to the host and not to be on the road anymore. And I saw on the side of the road this bucket with a plastic foot attached to it, which is something that I'd never seen before and excited me greatly. And I'm not really sure why. But so I like halted immediately, which is super unsafe when you're on a bike because someone could smash into you. And I like swerved off the road. And everyone thought that I had a flat tire or I was falling or something. And so my friend Mel, he was like, "Sophia, Sophia, like, what's wrong?" And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not what's wrong. What is right? There is a fake foot right there, like in the middle of Nebraska. Like, what?" So I I took the foot and I knew this was going to be an important moment in my life and possibly everybody else's as well. So I took this foot and I was like, okay, no one can tell anybody about this. This is a secret fake foot. So I put it like on the back of my bike and I rode to the host where we met up with the rest of our team. And that day we had kind of like a team meeting to talk about what was going wrong and what we needed to fix. And everyone was kind of going around and complaining and saying like, oh, like maybe we can get up earlier. Maybe we can ride our bikes faster, you know? And I was like, guys, when it got to me, I was like, no, I think that there's a lot of things that I have felt that I needed to say. And I hadn't really felt that I had the opportunity to. So I was going on and on and everyone was staring at me thinking I was saying something very serious. And I was like, personally, it's very important to me that we have a fake appendage on this team, and it's been really bothering me that we don't. And everyone's like, literally, what the heck? So I was like, guys, give me a second. So I ran to my bag and pulled out this fake plastic foot, and I was like, guys, there's sometimes when you're riding your bike that you just might need a hand or perhaps a foot, and I like pulled it out. And so for the rest of the bike ride, which was like 50 more days, every single day I'd make somebody attach the foot, because there was a little hole in the top, to like their handlebar, so that when you're riding, there's a little foot like hanging off of it. So that was my foot story. Poop story? No?
If you can do it quick.
I can do a quick poop story. This is with my host family when I was staying in Peru, which is a country where a lot of times there's many issues with poop, because it just happens. And I spent some time in the Amazon with a nonprofit that I was helping out with, and drank some definitely not great water and got a parasite. And so I had to get my poop tested for this parasite, and my host mother was trying to explain to me that it would be helpful if I took a bottle of Coke and emptied it out and cut it and then pooped in it and then poured that. But there's a language barrier, and I'm not very good at Spanish at all, and I thought she was telling me to take a bottle of full Coke and erupt it into my butthole. And I'm, like, standing there, like, I don't want to be disrespectful. Like, there's different cultures, and, like, how can I? And so I was like, in Spanish, I was like, inside? And she was like, no, no, no. So, and that's my poop story. So.
Thank you.